Arthur doesn't bother to lock the door behind him, and Merlin takes a second to consider running, but he's just too exhausted. Even if he makes it upstairs, he can't get out the door, and Arthur will only drag him back here. He wonders if that means he's being practical, or if he's giving up. The bed dips as Arthur sits down next to him.
"You're right," Arthur says quietly. "My father probably wouldn't care. But I care."
"I don't believe you," Merlin says, too tired to put much venom behind it.
"You have no reason to, but it's true. I'm very sorry that Val and Senrid ever went near you."
Finally an apology, after all this time. It doesn't make any of this right, not even close, but the pain in Merlin's chest eases ever so slightly. "I was... he was..." To Merlin's horror, he suddenly feels tears welling up in his eyes, and he forces them away. He is not crying about this. Just because Senrid said a few stupid things, just because he put his hands on Merlin's body like he was going to do so much more... Merlin drops his head, willing himself to calm down. He can feel Arthur's eyes on him, and he hates that he is losing it in front of him. He's already been exposed enough in the last 3 weeks. He feels like he's been emotionally flayed. He doesn't want Arthur here. He should just go, should just leave Merlin in peace. He feels a tentative arm slide around him. Merlin's so shocked that he doesn't even think to shrug him off for a few moments. And by then, the weight of Arthur's arm is somehow more comforting than he could have imagined, and he doesn't want to shake it off. He takes a few deep breaths instead, concentrates on swallowing the lump in his throat. He finds he's leaning into Arthur's body, and he knows it's wrong, but he's sad, and he's worn out, and maybe he wants to pretend he's with someone who cares about him, just for a few moments. They stay like that for quite a while, until Arthur speaks again.
"Can I do anything to help you?"
"Let me go," Merlin wants to say, but he knows that's not on the table. He'd like to stretch his legs, and he'd like to phone his mum, and he'd like to go outside and breathe in some fresh air, but none of those are being offered either. There's nothing Arthur can really give him, except... "Stop tying me up," Merlin says, and he holds out his chafed wrists, the rope wrapped loosely around them.
I'm stupid, I'm staying. And if Cupid's got a gun, then he's shooting.